Greetings, one and all, to this week's episode of the Fetting America Weekly Podcast, where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things I'm coming across in my last journey. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've last done an audio podcast for the Fetting of America. There would be a twofer. I did record an episode 2 weeks ago that I just neglected to get on the internet. I had been having some technical difficulties. My computer motherboard got fried. I had to get a whole new computer. And then getting everything back up and running, it was a big hassle. Finally got that all ironed out. So hopefully it will be coming to you on a weekly basis once again. What's been going on? I want to tell you a story. I'm not sure if I shared this story before, but I'll share it once again. As you probably know, the last 2 months I've been going to the local rec center and doing aquatherapy, water walking, in order to help my leg, since the doctor said no more long distance walking, at least for the time being. And with that, I've been noticing a lot of the regulars, and I've given them names because I don't really know who they are. They aren't real forthcoming with being friendly other than a good morning or excuse me. Not real talkative. There's the king of the pool. I call him that because he just hangs out. He'll swim two laps, once across the pool and once back. And then he'll just sit there with his arms propped up against the pool filter return at the edge of the pool. You know how it is in these public pools. They have a lot of them have a kind of a pool filter return, so that if there's any overflow, it goes into this like trough like thing, and it goes through the filters and then gets spit right back out. But he'll hang out there. He'll have his arms stretched out, hanging onto it, and just sit there. And then maybe, 6 or 8 minutes later, he'll do another lap and then hang out again. And then he'll go another six or eight minutes, and then he'll do another lap, and then he'll get out of the pool. So I just call him the king of the pool because he's just kind of presiding over everything, watching the other people. I don't know him. I don't know his situation. So I can't comment on his approach to using the pool effectively as far as therapy or weight loss, whatever he's doing. I don't know. But I'm assuming he's doing it for therapy, must have back issues or something like that. But just always struck me funny that he only does like one lap and then he'll sit for a period of time and then he'll do another lap and then sit for a period of time and then do another lap. So in the whole half hour that he's there, I see him work out for maybe total of 10 minutes maybe, because he'll take some time before and after. He'll do must be doing some sort of kicks or something at the side of the pool. And then before he gets out, he'll do kind of like squat jacks where he'll bob up and down in the shallow before he gets out. So, yeah, about the half hour he's there, he does maybe about 10 minutes of actual physical exercise. So there's the king of the pool. There is I found out her name. Her name was Charlotte, and she always cops a squat at the pool where it begins to drop off. See, there's a shallow end, and then it cuts off about a third of the way in. It'll start doing the deep decline into the deeper end of the pool, and right there, there's like a blue tile that lets you know where the separation is. And right there is, it's marked at 4 feet, whereas you get further back to the shallow where the stairs are, it's about 3 and 3.5 feet. And she always gets that spot every morning. And I've learned that that is her spot. And I wrote a little story about her. Again, I don't know her from Adam. I don't know what her backstory is. I don't know anything about her other than she is there at 5:25 every morning, and she gets that spot. And if she doesn't get that spot, she gets really, really, she gives you a really dirty look. Okay. But she gets that spot and she sits there for, I would say she's probably there for an hour, maybe from 5:30 in the morning till 6:30 in the morning. I usually leave at 10 after six. So I imagine that she's there for an hour and she just goes back and forth and she does her, like a dog paddle type swim back and forth. She'll do, reverse breaststroke going backwards and everything like that. So she's got a little routine that she does. But yeah, I've learned that that is her spot. And I always, whenever I'm there and she's not there, I always give it a good 5 minutes, before I take that spot. I can see why she takes a spot, because that extra half foot gives you a little bit more resistance in your upper body. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing for sure. But, trying to think, but yeah, I give it 5 minutes, and if she's not there, then I'll take that spot. But, usually she's there about 5:30. I'm always there by 5:25, to walk in the door. And then there's a couple others. There are some that are spotty. They'll come, I'll see them maybe once a week, twice a week. They're regulars, but they're not hardcore regulars. There's like a hardcore group that's there almost every day. And I've become a part of the hardcore group. But there's one person in particular. And from day one, I pegged her and I named her Queen Bee. All right. And the reason I named her Queen Bee is because she is a talker. She's the type of person, she's a gossiper, okay? She's the kind of person that will tell you, will ask you what's going on in your life, first of all, okay? So she'll get all the juicy gossip with what you got going on. And then she'll turn around and start talking about her own home life and also anything pertinent that she's heard from other people that have been in the pool, all right? I call her Queen Bee because of that. And also, she flits from one person to another. And when she's done talking to one person, she'll turn and she'll start talking to another person. See? Getting all the juicy gossip, you know, like a bee hopping from flower to flower. She's hopping from person to person. And I got to know her just a little bit more, probably within the last week. Reason being is a lot of the regulars that come, they hadn't been showing up last week. So in a lot of cases, it was just her and I in the pool. And of course, she doesn't have anybody else to talk to, and she's got to talk to somebody while she's doing her laps back and forth. So I'm the only other person there. Obviously, I am the target. And I've learned a little bit more about her. Here I thought she was in her late 40s, early 50s, just from the looks of her. She's probably close to 300 pounds, maybe, maybe 275, somewhere on there. So she's a big gal. I thought she was in her late 40s, early 50s, just from the looks of her. Well, it turns out that she's only 42, so she's only a couple years older than I am. And I always notice that for some people it seems that life has been real hard on them physically. You see the faces of meth, with people that are in their 20s or early 30s and they look like they're 80 years old, you know, or somebody that's just been through a real horrific life and you know they may be in their 30s or 40s, and they look much older than their actual age. And so in talking to Queen Bee, you know, I found out that she's in her early 40s and not her late 40s, early 50s, the way I had originally thought. One of the things that came out was she was in a serious car accident when she was a teenager, and it shattered her pelvis, shattered her knees, and it resulted in her not being able to have children, which it's, you know, kind of a hard thing for me to understand. You know, I mean, it's sad to be a teenager and then told that she'd never be able to have kids again or have kids ever. I don't know. One of the joys for me is being a parent, you know. And it was just kind of heartbreaking to hear that. She apparently was in a wheelchair for a period of time. After the accident, and even up until, I thought she said, a few years ago, she was in a wheelchair. That she had gotten so big that her knees couldn't support her, and she had to lose weight. And she had lost some amount of weight and had surgery done on her knees or something like that. And now she's doing the pool thing to supplement her exercise because she doesn't get exercise otherwise. Doctor would recommend it would be easier on her knees. She's more buoyant in the water. And you get a little bit better of a workout with the resistance and everything like that. So she started doing this in February is when she started coming. But she's an interesting person. Definitely, I had her pegged from the beginning that she is somebody you do not want to get on her bad side. I don't know if you know anybody like that, that you know, they're great when you guys get along and have a great time and laugh and everything like that. But if something goes bad, if something goes south, you know they're going to be a total terror. And I've got her pegged pretty well on that. I can just sense it, that if you do something that she doesn't like, if you say something that she doesn't like, that you're going to be on her crap list, guaranteed. It's just it's something that I'm getting off her, some sort of vibe that's coming across. I'm learning a little bit more about her, which is what I want, and I'm starting to learn a little bit more about the people that I do water walk with. Waiting for them to open up a little bit. I try to keep to myself as much as possible, just because I don't want to be a part of the gossip mill. I don't. I've been a part of it for various periods of my life. I fed off of it. I even participated in it, you know. That's just something that I don't want to do. Because my main goal is to build people up, not tear them down. And the less I say, the less that people have as far as ammunition against me, to bring me down. And that's why I'm being real guarded when I talk to her. I only let her know a few things. I don't want her to know my whole life story. And I definitely don't want her to add me to her gossip mill list, for sure. I was hoping that our friendship would grow a little bit more so that the other regulars would be more open, because she'll tell them about me, some of the things that I've accomplished, a little bit of my background, that kind of stuff. So I'm sure it'll take time. We'll see what happens. So that's the drama that I have going on so far.
Water drama. How do you like that? I call it a water drama.
But yeah, that's about all I have going on for right now. Visit my website, www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. You could also visit my blog and check out some of the stories that I've written. Eventually, I like to put together a book called Tales from the Rec Center. and just put all these little stories into a fiction book. But I still got one story I need to finish. Somebody is waiting patiently to see how things turn out with that. But yeah, you can go to my blog. It's www.mattystribe, that's mattystribe.wordpress.com. I also have an ebook review site if you want to check that out. It's mattysebookreviews.wordpress.com, and that's mattysebookreviews.wordpress.com. Until next week, this is Mighty V saying we'll catch you next time on the Fat Enigma America Audio Podcast.